All right, so get this. Today's deep dive takes us straight into the digital future. And trust me, you're going to want to hear this.
Okay.
We're about to unpack Dr. Mark von Reimannom, aka the digital speaker. You've sent over like articles, books, even testimonials all about him.
Yeah.
This guy's clearly got people talking.
Yeah, he's definitely making waves, that's for sure.
Okay, so let's just jump right into it.
Let's do it.
He calls himself the digital speaker. Catchy, right? But what does it even mean?
Right.
Is this guy like part human, part
You
algorithm?
might like that, actually, if he heard you say that.
Right.
But in a way, you're closer than you think.
Really?
Dr. von Reimannom, he doesn't just talk about technology, he embodies it.
Okay.
Case in point, just this year, he launched a digital twin of himself.
Wait, hold up. A digital twin, like a virtual clone.
Exactly.
Is this something that people can actually interact with?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Imagine being able to like have a conversation with Dr. von Reimannom at any time in any language.
Right.
That's exactly what his digital twin offers.
Wow.
We're talking 24/7 access to his knowledge on demand through text, audio, even video.
That's
He's
wild.
literally broken down the barriers of time and distance when it comes to sharing information. And what's really interesting is that nobody else is doing this at this scale.
Okay, this is blowing my mind already, but he didn't just wake up yesterday and decide to clone himself digitally.
Right.
This is the same guy who did the first ever VR TEDx talk back in
Yeah,
2020.
right.
Oh.
Exactly. He was already exploring the metaverse before most people even knew the word.
Right.
And then get this, in 2023, he took it a step further and did a TEDx talk with his digital twin.
No way.
Yeah.
Was it like a digital duel man versus machine?
Not quite. It was actually a collaboration exploring that increasingly blurry line between reality
Yeah.
and AI,
Yeah.
especially with things like deepfakes becoming more and more common these days.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really fascinating exploration of
So
that.
this is clearly not just a job for him. It's like he's living in the future, he talks about.
And that's what makes him so relatable.
Okay.
He's bridging the gap between the tech world and everyone else,
Right.
making these really complex ideas
Yeah.
much more accessible. And he walks the walk, literally.
Yeah.
He's not just telling us to embrace the digital future, he's living it.
All right, so we're dealing with a real trailblazer here. This isn't some tech evangelist with a PowerPoint presentation.
Right.
This is someone who's building the future in real time,
Exactly.
which makes me even more curious about what he wants to tell us about what's coming next.
And that's what we'll dive into next.
Okay.
What exactly is Dr. von Reimannom saying about this digital future we're creating? And more importantly, how can we all prepare for it?
Okay, so we've established that Dr. von Reimannom is walking the walk when it comes to the digital future. But where did this all begin? What
Right.
sparked this fascination with the digital world? Did he like build his first robot in kindergarten or something?
That's the surprising part, actually. His path wasn't exactly linear. He didn't come from like a hardcore tech background at all.
Okay.
His first degree was actually in hospitality management.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Hospitality, like hotels and
But
restaurants.
see, that's about as far away from AI and digital twins as you can get.
It is. But think about it this way.
Okay.
Hospitality is all about understanding people, anticipating their needs, creating positive experiences.
Right.
Those are valuable skills in any field, especially one like technology that's so focused on human interaction these days.
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective, isn't it?
So how did he go from hospitality management to, well, this?
Well, he didn't jump straight from hotels to holograms.
Okay.
After that degree, he earned a degree in marketing management
Okay.
and then ultimately went on to get his PhD in management focused on things like data analytics, blockchain, and AI.
So he's got the business side and the tech side covered.
Exactly.
You know, I think that's what makes him so intriguing. He
Yeah.
doesn't fit that typical tech guru mold.
He really doesn't. And
Yeah.
that diverse background probably contributes to his ability to connect with such a wide range of people.
Yeah.
He's not just speaking to the tech elite, you know.
Right.
He's speaking to anyone who's curious about the future, regardless of their technical expertise.
And it's not just a passing interest for him either. The
No.
guy has written five books on everything from blockchain to the metaverse. He's clearly passionate about this stuff.
Absolutely. And those books aren't just surface-level explanations either.
Right.
He dives deep, offering practical guidance for businesses and individuals who are navigating this digital transformation.
Okay.
He's not just predicting the future, he's providing a roadmap for how to thrive in it.
Speaking of roadmaps, let's talk about his keynote topics. You sent over descriptions for seven of them. each one sounds like a window into a different possible future.
Yeah.
Some sound amazing, some a little intimidating.
Right.
I'm particularly interested in his keynote titled Building a Bionic Business. It sounds straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Oh, yeah. That one's a real eye-opener.
What's that all about?
He talks about how organizations can integrate AI, digital twins, like his own,
right,
even robotics, to create a much more efficient and adaptable business model. But it's not just about using technology for technology's sake.
Okay.
He really emphasizes the importance of human-machine collaboration, where technology augments human capabilities rather than replacing them.
So not robots stealing our jobs, but robots working with us.
Exactly.
That's reassuring. I admit I was getting a little nervous there for a minute.
Yeah.
But seriously, what would that kind of collaboration actually look like in the real world?
Imagine a world where you have instant access to the information you need exactly when you need it.
Right.
Without having to sift through mountains of data.
Okay.
Or where mundane tasks are automated, freeing up human employees to focus on more creative and strategic work. That's the kind of future he's painting with that bionic business concept.
So it's not just about, you know, replacing what we do, but making us better at it.
Exactly. It's about amplifying our abilities, not making us obsolete.
Okay. I like that.
It's a much more optimistic view of the future, I think.
Yeah, definitely. But it makes me wonder, how do we make sure you know that we're not leaving anyone behind in this bionic revolution?
That's a question that Dr. Van Raymenam addresses head on, actually, with his work on digital literacy. He's incredibly passionate about making sure that everyone has access to knowledge about these emerging technologies, regardless of, you know, their background or their technical expertise.
Which brings us to what might be his most ambitious project yet.
Right.
Future-wise.
Yeah.
You described it earlier as the Spotify of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to admit, that has me intrigued.
It's a really brilliant concept. He's using AI to curate and personalize information about these complex technological advancements.
Okay.
And making it accessible to everyone.
To everyone.
Imagine having a daily digest of, like, the most relevant news and insights about AI, the metaverse, blockchain.
Right.
All tailored to your specific interests and learning style.
Wow. Okay. That's next level personalization.
Exactly.
No more information overload, just the knowledge you need when and how you need it.
That's the idea.
It's funny, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
We talk about, you know, AI being this incredible tool, but is it just me? Or does all this talk about AI kind of make you wonder if we're on the verge of being replaced by our own creations?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
But I think Dr. Van Raymenam has a different perspective. He doesn't see it that way.
Okay.
He really believes that technology, even AI, should be about augmenting human potential, not replacing it.
Okay.
And that's where I think FutureWise is so important.
Right.
By empowering people with knowledge, he's making sure that we're all active participants in shaping this digital future.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, passive bystanders.
Right, exactly. We're not just along for the ride. We're actually in the driver's seat.
Exactly.
But, you know, we haven't even touched on his testimonials yet.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You were telling me earlier that he's received praise from some pretty big names.
Oh, yeah. He's very well respected in the field.
What are people saying about their experience with the digital speaker?
The testimonials are really remarkable. It's one thing to have, you know, a captivating stage presence.
Right.
But it's another to have a lasting impact on people's lives and their businesses.
Yeah.
And that's what Dr. Van Raymenam achieves.
Okay.
For example, there's a manager at Unisuper who described his keynote as mind-blowing.
Oh!
And they said it made them really step back and think differently about what the future could hold.
That's quite an endorsement. It sounds like he's not just informing people about the future, but inspiring them to help create it.
Exactly. And it's not just one-off praise either.
So,
the Center of Learning and Inspiration at Nestle raved about his ability to really spark curiosity,
mm-hmm,
and leave audiences wanting more. They even said they could have listened to him for another 30 minutes.
Okay. That says a lot. Clearly, he's got a knack for making even the most complex topics engaging and relatable.
He really does.
Any other testimonials that stand out?
I think this one really sums up his impact perfectly.
Okay.
The chair of the IFIBA Australia chapter said that what's most impressive about Dr. Van Raymenam is that he doesn't just inform, he inspires and transforms.
Oh.
And honestly, after diving deep into his work, I couldn't agree more.
That's a really powerful testament to his approach. So
yeah.
What's the takeaway for our listeners today? If there's one thing you want them to remember about Dr. Mark Van Raymenam, what would it be?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the future is not something to be afraid of. You know, right. It's something to be shaped. And Dr. Van Remenam, through his work, his words, and even just his very existence as the digital speaker, is showing us exactly how to do that.
Yeah.
He's not just predicting the future. He's empowering us to build it.
And on that note, we'll leave you with this thought. In a world that's increasingly driven by technology, knowledge is power. Embrace it, share it, and let's shape the future together.
Well said.
That's it for today's deep dive. We'll be back next week with another fascinating look at the future.